Hello, hello. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Keisha RDH. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of By the Skin of My Teeth. I know it has been a while since you guys have heard from me. I honestly don't even remember when I posted my last podcast. That's how long it's been. So I have taken a little hiatus for those of you that are new to listening. When I first started, I was in the process, I had applied to an online Master's of Public Health program, so I had not heard a decision at that time. I had just started the application process and recommendations and all that good stuff, so I did get accepted, and I have started my master's program. So I am currently yesterday was the first day of week 6 of my first 7-week class. So I am in the beginning of my master's program. So that has kept me extremely busy. This May will be 5 years that I have been out of dental hygiene school. So what that means is I have been out of school for 5 years. So this transition back into being a student has been a little rough, a little bumpy, and the demands of the program, especially with each class being only 7 weeks, so they're reduced. But the benefit of this particular program is I do take 2 classes per semester, but I take them one at a time, one right behind the other, so they're 7 weeks. Each class is 7 weeks, so I'm not taking 2 at the same time, so that makes it a lot easier. But it has been a bit of a transition easing back into it, but I'm doing okay now. Just had a couple hiccups, a couple bumps, just trying to get adjusted back into that lifestyle. So here I am back doing another podcast, and the title of today's podcast is You Are What You Eat. Today, when I woke up, I usually get up at 6 and I leave for work at about 7, and I woke up today not too much different from any other day, but I woke up in, you know, a really good mood, really just, you know, happy, content, just, you know, ready to get the day started. And what was funny to me, kind of significant, is right before I left, I keep my shoes by the front door at the little foyer, or foyer if you're fancy, by the front door. And so I was getting ready, put my coat and everything on, and I usually sit on the floor right in front of the door, and I put my sneakers on and grab my keys off my little counter that's right beside the front door. And today, as I put my shoes on, I, braced myself on the floor to get up, and I kind of did a little hop, like I hopped up, and, you know, got my keys, and got my stuff, and headed out the door. And as I got to the car, I thought, did I just hop? I hopped off the floor. And I know this probably doesn't sound significant, but for those of you who know me and know me well, I am not very much a morning person. And by that, I just mean at 7 o'clock, I'm not hopping, I'm not skipping, I'm not running. I'm like barely making it out of the door. So it was just funny that today, like I put my shoes on and I hopped up off the floor, and I'm like, what? Okay. So it got me thinking just about my life over these last, I'll probably say 6 to 8 months. I have made a conscious decision, choice, to be more deliberate about my thinking, about taking control of my happiness.
that's something that I've been very deliberate about. I've spent, as I'm sure a lot of people may be able to relate to some degree, spent a lot of time, a lot of years just being really unhappy, being just in this place where I was just really negative, my thoughts were negative, my, the things that I, my, some of the things, ways that I was feeling and things that I was thinking and just all these things were just really negative, coming from a not so great place because I had a lot of things going on and I lived inside of my head. I'm very much an overthinker, overanalyzer, and so, a lot of beliefs and feelings and emotions were stemmed from a negative place, and I continued to feed those negative thoughts, which perpetrated me living in this place where I just, it was, I won't say that there was hopelessness, but I just was not in a good place, and I was unhappy, I was sad, I found myself comparing myself to other people, looking at what everybody else had, why do they have this, and how come I don't have this, and how come this and that, and just picking myself apart, just really negative. So when I got in the car, and I thought about that little hop that I did as I put my shoes on this morning, and I just thought about how just over the last few weeks, I just have been feeling different. And by different, I mean just this peace, this tranquilness, this calmness, this just contentness, and just overall happiness, this joy that I've truthfully never experienced before. And it got me to thinking that because I have made this conscious effort over these last few months to, be more aware, to be more in the moment, to, actually think and be conscious of the things that I'm thinking, and not just conscious of what I'm thinking, but conscious of my surroundings, conscious of what I'm allowing into my space, the people I'm allowing into my space, the content I'm allowing into my space. And it made me think that, we all hear that adage, you are what you eat. And typically that refers to what you're eating physically, the food and the beverages and the things that you're putting into your mouth that you're eating and drinking and consuming. Those things become a part of you. And it goes, basically is derived from a place where people are trying to encourage us all to be healthy, because what we are, what we eat. If you eat the things that contain the nutrients and the minerals and the vitamins that you need, like the fruits and the vegetables and all the good stuff, then because those are the things that your body needs as fuel to feed off of, to be productive and to be able to move the way that the body is intended to move, to be able to do the things that it's intended to do, you have to fill your body with these vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And so when you put things in your body that don't contain as much of those minerals and vitamins and nutrients, like all the fatty stuff and the fried stuff and all of that, well, that becomes a part of you. And so that's where all the illnesses and diseases and all these different conditions come in, because those things don't contain as much of the stuff that your body needs to survive. And so I thought about that, and it made me think of your mental space, your mind, your thoughts, and how that adage, you are what you eat, relates to your mind as well, which you feed your mind, which you feed your, your thoughts, which you're putting in to that mental space becomes what you are. When you surround yourself with negative people, when you surround yourself with negative things, negative content, they influence your thoughts, and those thoughts what's the word I'm looking for? They come out. I'm a little tired right now, so my thoughts aren't coming together as quickly as I would like. But basically, those things, they come out in your, they form your thoughts, and your thoughts become your emotions, and your emotions are what guides your behaviors, and that is what you are. That is how you walk in this world. That's what makes you who you are. So what you feed your mind is what you are. I realized I was actually talking to a couple patients about this yesterday, how time has gone so quickly, time has passed by so fast, and next year, 2020, will be 20 years since I've been out of high school. And I cannot believe that much time has passed. But anyway, coming back to topic. In my high school days and in my early college days, I thought I was a thug. Now, nothing about me says thug. But I thought, like, you could not tell me that I was not Tupac, that I was not Lil' Kim, that I was not Trina, that I was not whoever else. Like, I thought that's who I was. You know, I love rap. I was all into all of that. And so, and that's not me saying that there's anything wrong with rap, but I love me some Cardi B. Invasion of Privacy was hot. Like, it was banging, and I still listen to it from time to time. But the point is, at that particular time, going back to that space, high school and college, that was when I was experiencing a lot of turmoil, a lot of confusion, a lot of different things were going on with me. And I just know when I look back, I probably was not feeding myself, feeding my mind, feeding my brain with a lot of positive things. And not saying that rap is bad, but I know that I was in that space where I was, you know, I thought that I was tough and I was whatever. So I listened to a lot of that. I surrounded myself, you know, I had people in my space and my circle that I dealt with or dated or whatever that were not good for me. And then I had these negative thoughts and, you know, I was watching stuff, content that probably was not healthy for me considering the state that I was already in, you know, the different thoughts and feelings I was already having. So those things just kind of exacerbate your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And again, I just want to reiterate that I'm not saying that any of these things are bad. The point I'm making is that when you feed your mind with things that aren't necessarily good for your mind, subconsciously, they manifest. That's the word I was looking for earlier, manifest. They manifest themselves in ways that you don't even realize. You know, you go about your everyday life, you go through different experiences, and you act out in certain ways, and you don't act out in certain ways, and you don't realize that these things that you are feeding into your mind are actually influencing your thoughts, influencing your behaviors, influencing your decisions. And when you make a conscious effort to sit back and look at those things, evaluate those things, evaluate, you know, why am I thinking like this? Why am I feeling like this? What is causing these things? How did I even get to this place? And then you just say, you know, I am taking control over my life. Because your mind, it's funny, because they say when it comes to actually going back to the root of you are what you eat, when it comes to exercising and things like that, a lot of times, especially when we first start, you know, it's a little difficult. I've been on a kind of jumping around here, but stick with me. I promise I'll get you. I'll bring it back around soon. But I've been on a health journey for the past almost 2.5 years. And when I first started, it was very difficult. I've never been in shape, never been in any type of athletic condition whatsoever. So it was tough getting started and getting to the point where I am now. And my coach will always say, my coach that I trained with would always say, well, it's not, you know, your body will do whatever you tell your body to do. It's your mind you have to convince. And I bring that point up just because our mind, we give our mind so much control. We allow our minds to have so much control. And we have to take that control back. Because if you allow your mind and your thoughts to rule over you, it's not going to end up very well, you know. And our thoughts are derived from past experiences and, you know, subconscious insecurities or subconscious fears or, you know, those types of things. Our thoughts feed off of those things, and they can transform into something way bigger, something deep, way deeper. You know, a lot of people that suffer from depression, anxiety, things like that, it all starts from, sometimes it's, you know, it can be a chemical imbalance, and other times it can be just us spending too much time in our minds, too much time with these thoughts, with these, well, if I would have did this, then this would have happened, or if I would have did that, then that would have happened. And we try to control so many things, and we just, you know, allow these thoughts to live through us. And we have to take control. We have to say, you know, okay, I know these thoughts are there, but I'm not going to allow this thought to, you know, determine this behavior or determine that behavior. Or, yeah, I'm mad that this happened, but I'm not going to allow this thought to manifest to the point where I'm busting out somebody's windows, or I'm slashing somebody's tires, or I'm making false reports that this happened, that they did this when they really didn't, because I'm so mad. You know, all of those things stem from these thoughts. And when you allow these unconscious, subconscious thoughts to manifest into the present, then it causes all kinds of problems. So you have to, which is something that I've had to learn to do, we have to learn to be in the present. You know, when you have these thoughts, because I have my days sometimes where I'm, you know, not super perky, where I'm definitely not jumping up like I did today. You know, I have my days where I'm going through things, but when I have now begun to train myself that when I have these thoughts, that I recognize it. Like, okay, I'm feeling upset. Something happened. I'm feeling upset about it, or I'm feeling annoyed, or I'm feeling agitated, okay, and I just acknowledge that that feeling is there. I don't try to examine it, I don't try to, you know, analyze it and figure out why. I just become aware that the feeling is there, and then I leave it where it is, and I focus on whatever's going on right now. Because if you live inside of those thoughts, and I have spent years living in my head and overanalyzing this, well, if this didn't happen, then this may have happened, and if I would have just did this, or if this person didn't do that. And I look back at the fact that next year will be 20 years that I've been out of high school, and I'm like, where did the time go? What did I do? What did I do with my life? And not that my life has been, you know, so distraught or destroyed. You know, I've done things, I've accomplished things, but I realized that I wasted so much of that time being so consumed with these thoughts that have taken control, that I allowed to take control. I didn't even realize that I was allowing them to take control. And so over the last few months, when I've decided to take that control back, because we ultimately are the captains of these of our ship. Our ship being our body, being our mind. And we have to take control and say, look, this is what I want to happen. And you have to figure out a way to make that happen. by becoming aware, becoming, you know, present, getting out of your head, getting out of those thoughts, because those thoughts, again, they feed off of your fears, they feed off of your insecurities, and then it manifests into something that can snowball out of control. So you have to grab a hold of it. You have to, you know, acknowledge that it's there and make a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to let this control me. Today is going to be a good day. I'm going to be happy today. I don't care what happens, because you can't control anything external. You can only control what's going on with inside of you. So somebody can call you all kinds of whatever. They can step on your shoe. They can give you an ugly look. But that has nothing to do with you. That is them and whatever they have going on. So you have to focus on you. And I am that person that's like, no, she didn't. But, you know, even in my everyday life, dealing with patients at work, dealing with coworkers, dealing with just people in general, I have had a tendency of just the first sign of something happening, it's my mood is ruined for the whole day. And I've had to decide, you know what, I'm not going to let what they have going on ruin my mood for today, because I don't know what's going on in their life. They might be fighting some internal battle within themselves, and I can relate to that because I've been dealing with that for years. I don't know if, you know, something's going on with the family, somebody's sick, somebody just got is in the hospital or Pat, you know, I don't know. So I can't allow their issues to decide my mood and how I feel. And that's just kind of where I've been over the last few months. So I just was moved to talk about that today. You know, that little hop I did this morning, and I'm like, what in the world? What's going on with me? This is different. This is different for Keisha. Keisha, I don't hop at 7 in the morning. I don't. I'm barely getting out the door. Like, I'm pushing myself out the door because 7 is early for me. So that just made me realize that I have made a huge transition. And I am happy. I'm proud of this place that I've reached, that I've come to, and I just wanted to share that because I know, you know, some people may be kind of going through their own thing and like, well, they just keep doing this and I just can't get ahead because of they. You have to feed your mind with positive things, and when you start doing that, things turn around. And I am telling you straight from the horse's mouth, once I started to, you know, transform these thoughts, and I started to put, you know, positive things in my space, positive people around me, you know, watching things that are, you know, feeding positivity and goodness and peace into my spirit, into my mind, things really begin to kind of transform and change for me. And I know that if I have seen that, and I can testify to that, if anyone else needs to hear that word, just know that, I mean, I definitely am no different from anybody else, so it can help you as well. And it sounds so simple, but it's not, because it's been a huge, huge thing for me, because I have, you know, I've spent years just being that angry, bitter, sad, depressed, just going through all of those things. So it's been hard to transform those thoughts, but it's something that you have to work at, just like anything else, any skill that you work at. If you knit, if you sew, if you, you know, play a sport, or if you, whatever it is that you do, any skill, you have to work at it. Getting healthy, losing weight, getting in shape, you have to work at it. Mental health, you have to work at it. Everything, you know, requires a level of work and consistency. But you have to feed the things into your mind, into your body that you want to to show up on the outside, because what goes in must come out. So if you're putting bad stuff in, then bad stuff is going to come out. So that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles. I mean, it sounds simple, and it's, you know, a little more complex than that, but I mean, it's really, in essence, it really is that simple. It's all about just transforming your thoughts and feeding, again, feeding your heart, feeding your spirit, feeding your mind with the things that you want to manifest on the outside. So that is my message for today. You are what you eat, and that is not just about your physical health, it's your mental health as well. What you feed into your mental space becomes what you are. So just be conscious and be aware of what you're feeding into your mind. So I hope that that message reached someone today. Hope that I was able to help someone in some way, shape, or form. So that is all for this episode of Beyond, Lord. What's the name of my show? By the Skin of My Teeth. It's been a long day, guys. It's been a long day. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please feel free to, if you have any comments or questions or anything like that, or just want to say, hey, girl, what's up? Feel free to email me at Keisha, RDHKISHA_RDH@yahoo.com, or on Instagram, and the handle is @KeishaRDH. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.